Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good evening. 20 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.
This is Matt, WC Hewitt. You have on Sunday night, Matt. This is me every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this WHUM repeater. This is open to amateurs, all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I will first take check-ins from mobile, portable, and short-time stations, then from echoing stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations which you need to check in? This is U of M Sunday night at, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any echoing stations for the U of M Sunday night at, please call now.
KE8PWV.
KE8PWV, any other echoing stations for the U of M Sunday night at? All right, nothing heard. Any all stations for the U of M Sunday night at, please call now.
E6NU.
Tango Oscar.
U, which I think was KB6NU, and ACTO. Anyone
else? Well, Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, Doc.
KB8OAS, anyone else? Nothing heard. Let's get started with KB8PWV, and it will be followed by NU. Go ahead, PWV. KE8PWV, are you there?
I'm sorry, Matt. Yes, I am. I didn't hear the name. Mike, KE8PWV here in Saline. Well, not much going on for me. Got out for a little bit today, cleaned up the neighbor's driveway, and watched the Lions game and was thinking about going and run the HF rig, but it just didn't go off and do that today. Not much else to report, just glad to hear Dan and some of the others there. Have a good week, KE8PWV. Thank you, Matt, for running that.
Hey, thanks. I good luck with I think at this point it's going to just be basically shoveling ice. But, I don't know, maybe it warmed up a little bit at some point, but it's soft enough to chisel up, but you know, the last couple of days, what was it, like Tuesday or something like that, whichever day it snowed, I knew the next morning before I went to work I needed to shovel it, because I knew it was going to get cold during the day, and if I didn't do it before I left, it was just going to turn into a solid chunk of ice, and I shoveled it before that, but I think lots of other people didn't figure that out, judging from the number of giant pieces of sidewalk that are just covered in, about 3 inches of ice. Anyhow, up next is KB6NU, and you'll be followed by TO. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you in the neck, KB6NU. Good evening, everyone. I went to see the movie Amnet just now. And, don't get your hopes up. It's not about amateur radio. Apparently, Hamnet is an alternate spelling for Hamlet, and it was about, as you might imagine, William Shakespeare. I don't know if I'd recommend it to anybody, unless you're a William Shakespeare fan, but there you go. Anyway, back to you. This is KB6NU.
I believe Hamnet is a character in one of Shakespeare's plays. But I'm not 100% sure of that. I probably would have been more interested in Shakespeare had I not been forced to read in high school when I couldn't really comprehend what I was reading. I probably would have found it more interesting at some later point. But it was hard to read, not a story that I was really interested in at that point in my life. And up next is ATTO, and you'll be followed by OAS. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACTO Don here. Yeah, I didn't have a lot to say, but you reminded me a couple of things. But all I had in ham radio, I happened to see Rodriguez Island very faintly on 60 meters, and I think that's part of, like, Mauritius, but anyhow, I don't think I'm going to get through it. So weak. Yeah, I heard there was a big thing on that Hamnet film on, I guess it was the U of M and NPR station this week, and yeah, I'm Shakespeare. Yeah, I didn't get real intrigued when I had to read in high school, but I think we revisited in college, and one of my college friends, the last person I expected, commented, goes, yeah, you know, this Shakespeare stuff's pretty good. You got double-crossing, backstabbing, people having affairs, murders, you got everything in here. This is good stuff. On that note, I will hand it back. ACTO.
Like Family Guy's comment about it, they said that this is very inappropriate for high school students. Let's see, that brings to the bottom of the list with KDOAS. Let's see, I hope you got the DMR radio working. I guess without a second station to confirm that it's working, it may not you may not know if it's working. I'm not quite sure how that echo thing works. It seems like there's two kind of conflicting pieces of information on what the right talk group is for that. So it's possible you're not using something that actually works. Anyhow, go ahead, John.
Thanks, Matt, KBHOAS. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. We're getting near, obviously, the end of the school year, I guess, is taking place this week, but the repair group will meet on Tuesday, do some more work on that Carlson radio. For the upcoming project, we're in the middle of doing a couple things. One, we had donated to the club a remote rig, the Kenwood radio. So we got club members working on that, and obviously we're getting help from our from Don. The IT support with the remote rig. Hopefully the students can travel throughout campus and put on some displays and log into the Kenwood Badge in the Shack. The second, like you were mentioning, we received two DMR radios, one HD and the other is a mobile. The mobile had a bad motherboard set for six. And now we're just trying to learn how to operate the darn thing. It's a nightmare between parents, these 991 and 990s, and echo groups, and again, like you mentioned, you know, we're not hearing anybody, and I'm not certain anybody's hearing us, even though we do show up on the air over Peter. Back to you, Matt. Yeah, thanks for your help on that. Anybody else that has help, chime in or come on up to the chat. Back to you, KBHOAS.
I think that maybe at some point I can come up there maybe possibly after break when I'm actually in the office. I'm only in the office 3 weeks, 2 days next week. I'm off, but it's probably easier for me to get up to North Campus from the Med Campus than it is for me to go up there from home. Let's see, especially since the parking is. There's kind of only some weird times that you can park without having to make a pretty good hike across campus to get to the east. Let's see, what was the other thing I was going to say about that? Oh yeah, so configuring those is kind of, the thing I really don't like about configuring those cheap Chinese radios is that you can't, especially for the DMR stuff, you can't really put the configuration in from the front panel, which means you have to make a new configuration and load it into the radio every time you want to. Try like one little setting different, which makes it a lot harder to configure it. I seem to remember when I reconfigured the two DMR radios I had, ending up staying up like a couple hours after I had meant to go to bed, loading new configurations in until I finally got something that worked the way I wanted it to. Maybe as I think about it, I will and find all the cables and stuff. I will try to put that. The talk group for the two echo talk groups into my one of my radios and see if it actually works. Probably this one that's running OpenGG 77 would be a little bit easier because that way I don't have to keep moving files back and forth between the Linux box and something I can edit Anyhow, actually, I guess it's like Pico or something, or what is it called now, over a terminal. Anyhow, this is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations we should check in? Please call now. Nothing here. Oh, the other thing I would add is that, you know, that Titera configuration I have actually started with a configuration that some Arrow member, I think it was NASB had, that I basically changed the call sign and the ID and loaded into my radio and ran it for about 6 or 7 years, and then finally didn't really try to modify it at all until I had to change my ID, and at that point I added a few things. Yeah, I'll take one very final standby for checking to anyone else for the UM Sunday Night Net. All right, nothing further. Looks like we had 5 check-ins of net control at a time of 13 minutes. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to the U of M Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater. This is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday Night Net to a close, and I'll be QSY to the RFCNet.
PWD monitoring.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 13 degrees.